It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, 9:06. We welcome into the show this morning from Mohawk Valley First Choice Realty, Ron Stewart. Ron, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Fantastic. I want to start this off a little bit lightly and say that I understand that you're a Mets fan. Is that still true?
Well, it is.
Fess up, Ronnie. You got to fess up.
Mets fan.
Okay. Well, I'll put it out there. I'll make the offer, you know, because there are, I think, about 12 games out now. And we're in the final month, so, and the Yanks just took a one-game lead. So if you want to come over to the dark side.
Well, I'll tell you, Yanks are, 30 games over 500. It's tempting. And someone left the New York Met crying towel on my desk this morning, so I may have to think about that.
That will never end. Quickly, not talking about real estate, what do the Mets need right now? What do they need? They're not going to contend this year, obviously, at 12 games out. They're not going to make that up. What do they need for next year?
Mike, I think that's a management and ownership issue there, and I think that's what they need to change. Management anyway, right down, you know, through the whole organization there. They're just not, I don't think they're managed properly.
That's the battle cry I've heard from everybody, that it's, you know, that it needs to start from the top and the culture will change, and because it doesn't seem to be real healthy right now. But it would be nice to see both New York teams back on top.
Yes, it will. So, someday we'll have it again.
Absolutely. So let's talk about real estate. And the reason that I really wanted to talk to you, Ron, is it only takes one national news story, one story to say that the real estate market is soft, that it's horrible. And all of a sudden, everybody goes into a panic because we just accept everything that we hear. But I went on your website, and I got to say, you got a ton of houses on there, ranging from, you know, from high-value homes right down to fixer-uppers. I can't believe the real estate market is that bad if you've got that many homes listed. Can you kind of set us straight on that? How is the real estate market right now from your perspective?
Well, Mike, our inventory is up overall for the Board of Realtors, and that's a sign that the market is a little bit sluggish. You like to see your inventory down and properties moving off the market. Three of our indicators that we look at as realtors that really – position the market or the days on the market, which is on an increase, so it's taking longer for properties to sell, and that shows a slowdown in the market. The number of price reductions are very high right now, so it shows sellers are adjusting to the marketplace, and the number of expired listings also seem to be pretty high. And those three indicators, once they start to level off, then the market, that shows a bottom of the market. And then it shows that we're going to, you know, turn around and come back. But we need to get those numbers in control. And, you know, but locally we're really not affected as much as they are nationally. Mm-hmm. We're not that bad.
Do you see those numbers changing around anytime soon? And given, yes, that the things don't seem to hit us as much here in the Mohawk Valley, but on a national level, when do you see that turning around?
Well, the difficulty with that was the tax credit. The tax credit has kind of thrown the numbers off because what we would normally see this time of year is a large number of buyers, but most of those buyers flock to that tax credit early on to get that either $8,000 credit or $6,500 credit if they were existing home buyers. So you can't blame them for that. But now the market is like left with a very small pool of buyers, and therefore the third quarter numbers are going to be very, very bad when you see them nationally. I got a feeling you're going to see, even locally, our numbers are going to be probably 20% off from the third quarter of last year for the number of homes sold, and that's because everybody bought in the tax credit. So if we can just get by that, which I think we will, it's a great opportunity to buy. We got low interest rates, and it's just a good market to be buying in.
So what are people that are looking for a home, what are they looking for right now? What is the ideal home for, say, a family of three? What's moving for homes that are selling?
Well, I mean, every buyer's, there's all different segments of buyers, but right now the market is, I'd have to say that it's a very a value-driven market. Whatever they're looking for, whether it's just a lot of folks that are trying to downsize from a larger home, looking to pick up a nice two-bedroom ranch, those folks are looking for value. They're looking for something that's clean, neat. They don't have to put a new roof on or new windows in, and it's priced right. And the same thing with family of three or four. They're looking for that large colonial. But they, too, don't want to put, you know, pay top dollar and have to make a large number of repairs. So it's a market, like we just listed a house out in the valley, and it sold in 4 days.
Wow.
And it sold in 4 days because it was an excellent condition, and it was priced to move. So, you know, that shows that the market is ready to go and buyers are out there, but the properties have to be priced correctly.
Understandable. Ronnie, we thank you for your perspective. And as long as we got you on, talk a little bit about MV First Choice Realty, because you got a great thing going. You truly are a local guy, and you've got a lot of houses listed. Tell folks how they can get in contact with you.
Well, they can give us a call. We have two offices now to serve our both Herkimer County and Oneida County. We have an office in Ilion on 44 Morgan Street, and we have an office in Oneida County on Genesee Street in New Hartford. And we can be reached at 735-4460 if anyone has questions.
Okay, and talk about the website, too, because that, to me, is one of the greatest developments for the real estate market, being able to sit down and actually take a virtual tour of the house. How do people find your website?
Well, we're on www.mohawkvalleyhome.com.
All right, easy enough. Ronnie, some great insight from you. Thank you very much. I wish you luck with the Mets for next year. I don't think anyone's going to be going past the Braves this year.
No, I don't think so either. Thanks a lot. We'll be there next year fighting for them.
All right, sounds good. Can we check in with you again if we need to?
Anytime, Mike.
Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it.
You got it.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.